South Africa says it has withdrawn from the International Criminal Court at The Hague because of bias against African leaders. What are the implications of the withdrawal? Radio Ghana's George Ankra finds out from legal expert and an international relations and security expert his view on the development. First, we'll go to a private legal practitioner, Abraham Amalema. He said the development will provide a signal to the ICC to do its homework well, especially on the issue of bias.
I think that it has always been the case that some African countries have accused the International Criminal Court of bias and targeting only African leaders. With this decision by the South African government, I am of the view that it will open the floodgates for other African countries to follow suit. But I also think that it will also be a wake-up call for the ICC to begin to do their things rightly. It is not in doubt that we are seeing that the ICC always arraigns African leaders. But there are some atrocities in other parts of the world that can be traceable to leaders outside Africa. What is the ICC doing? And I think that what the South Africans have done is to show the way, and I'm sure other African countries will follow suit.
Is there any implication for the world leaders containing issues like genocide and confusion?
There will be some implications. Don't forget that the intention, the purpose for establishing the ICC was a good one. It's a good intentioned purpose. In other words, the purpose for which we established the ICC was to fight terrorism, was to fight some atrocities meted out to citizens of the world. But the way the ICC is managing the affairs of the court is what is problematic. And I think that it will have far-reaching implications, because then the fight against terrorism and other atrocities will be lost.
Abraham Amalema is a private legal practitioner, and he was expressing his views on the withdrawal of South Africa from the International Criminal Court at The Hague. He spoke to George Ankra.